If you're craving that perfect touch of creaminess in your coffee, look no further than Coffee Topper's Cold Foam. With five irresistible flavors like Very Vanilla, Melty Mocha, and Marshmallow, you can elevate your coffee experience by adding a deliciously foamy layer to your favorite brew, hot or cold. Each can tops up to 20 cups of coffee. That's great value. Go to coffeetoppersfoam.com, find it at your closest retail location, or have it delivered from Amazon straight to your house. That's coffeetoppersfoam.com.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place, Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
St. Bonaventure Mission works to provide Navajo families with many of the things people never think about. Whether it's fresh water, clothing, or many other necessities, St. Bonaventure Mission provides support to the Eastern Navajo Reservation. The mission is often the last and best hope in their struggle to survive among poverty and hardships. So please go to this website and make your donation to St. Bonaventure. It's stbonaventuremission.org. Your donation will go a long way in providing much needed everyday items people may take for granted. St. Bonaventure AdventureMission.org.
Today's daily highlight from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Good morning, my friends.
And of course, I'll have the weekend.
We're not going to be here tomorrow, so let's celebrate today.
Yeah.
But what is a weekend?
Skiddly, deedly, 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 poof.
Turn up the music.
I've been dancing around, getting ready, making a mess of my face, but I'm having a blast.
Yeah,
girl.
Come on now. I don't know if you got the memo, but it's Friday.
Woo! Got it.
It's about damn time.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
So we've got lots to cover here. Of course, one of the most important things we're going to do this break is a check-in with Danielle on the latest from her Danielle report. Also, we got to talk about class reunions. Now, I have a question. Who went down to the kitchen and tried to buy something from the snack machine using a doubloon?
What?
Was it that Scotty?
It probably was Scotty.
He's such a dodo with that. He's trying to get me to do it.
I hate you.
Scotty actually used a wooden nickel to try to get some Fritos.
No, he didn't.
Okay. Let me just set the table for you. Scotty B is the one who is so into $2 bills. He loves to spend them as currency at retail stores just to piss people off. Now he took a 50-cent piece down to the kitchen. He put it in the machine. Now it jammed the machine.
I said it was a secret.
As I was saying, it jammed the machine, and now no one on this floor can get one silly snack.
Scotty, why would you do that?
You are using something that is no one uses 50-cent pieces in these things.
It fit in the slot. I assumed it would work.
It doesn't even recognize it.
Well, it knows. Didn't we learn in high school just because it fits in the slot, you shouldn't be putting it in there all the time?
Oh my god!
Only Scotty.
I just assumed it would work.
So where did you find a 50-cent piece?
Listen, when I went to the Citibank the other day to get my $2 bills from Agnes, she said, "Hey, I got some half dollars. You want those?" And I was like, "Yeah." So I took two rolls of half dollars.
Okay.
You know
Mistake number one.
What? Agnes sets aside the stuff no one wants, and she goes, that sucker Scotty's going to be coming in soon. We'll just pawn it off on him.
Here, Scotty, I bet the machine would love a Susan B. Anthony.
Yes. A Susan B. Anthony would probably work in there.
No, stop it.
Don't try.
Just use a quarter. Use your credit card like the most of us do.
Look, these things are still made. They're meant to be used.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know that they made $10 million in half dollars last year?
You were eight of those.
Wow.
I know, but you know what? in the original days, they used to like trade a pig for a bale of hay. We don't do that at the vending machine.
Well, you can still use your credit card. That still works. You just can't use any coins.
Oh, my God. Is there any way to put a bag of pennies in the machine slot?
I mean, Scotty, when you go places and you use these, don't people look at them strange?
Yes, I like the strange looks.
Well, I know, but we don't, and the machine doesn't understand it.
I apologize. I really do. I emailed the engineer guy. He's going to have it fixed.
And what did you tell him?
I just said, I apologize. I tried to use a half dollar in the vending machine. It did fit, but it jammed it.
Keep in mind, these are also the guys who think that strippers prefer $2 bills over $5 bills.
Oh, they do.
Because of the novelty.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they definitely want the five.
I think they want more than that. Maybe I'm going to the wrong place. Oh, I don't go to strip clubs. I just remembered.
So anyway, should I not try my presidential dollar coin in the machine when they fix it?
No, you should not.
Oh.
No, and it doesn't take post office stamps either.
It should say that. It should say it on the machine.
Or food stamps. None of it. Just use the currency or the credit card that is appropriate. Yes, Gary.
You know, we used to actually try and trick the arcade machines back in the day because some of them used to accept a nickel and register it as a quarter. So I would hate when somebody would go through and they would put it in the slot and the nickel would get stuck because people were trying to experiment with that. That used to happen all the time.
We're beyond that. There's no reason to
I know that, but I'm just saying.
Putting those. I know. We're not experimenting anymore. Thank you, Scary, though, for that story of hope. But I'm just saying right now.
Well, I got to tell you, the Coinstar machines know where they count the change.
They take
half dollars.
No, that's the Lance Cracker machine. It doesn't know better. And speaking of, whoever's in charge of that thing, Gotti was saying, can't we just get in touch with them because we want different things in the machine?
Yes.
It's the same boring stuff every... Oh, my God. Cubby from Light FM bought the... He bought the 2 days in a row, right, Danielle?
Yeah, well, I know he got it today, and he got it yesterday.
The honey bun, two days in a row. Yeah. Oh. You saw him do it, right?
I saw him do it. So yesterday, he goes, don't judge me. I go, what am I judging you for? He's like, I got the bun cake, what is it called? The honey bun.
I
got the glazed honey bun for breakfast. And I'm like, no, I'm not judging you. I didn't even notice until you pointed it out to me. Now I'm judging you.
But then Nate busted him again this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2 days in a row, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's the thing, Cubby and everyone else. When you buy the honey bun out of the machine, when you pull the wrapper off of the honey bun, it makes that sound. It like sticks. Yeah. It sticks to the honey bun like a hot crotch in underwear.
It's I remember when in my dad's the trunk of my dad's car, he had a little box filled with honey buns, and I busted him and I go, Dad, what is this? And he goes, don't tell your mother. This is much better than a bagel in the morning. I'm like, I know, but it's not better for you. And he's like, well, don't tell your mother you found those in the trunk of the car. Okay, you got it, Dad.
God.
What's that word?
All right, well, Scotty, before you run down to the machine to try to put your Sacagawea in there. you know, Scotty is all signed up. His 30th high school reunion is this year.
Yes.
And Scotty says he's excited about going. Talk about it.
I love it. I go to every single one of them. You know what it is we had a really good class, and we all liked each other for the most part. So, I mean, well over 100 people come to these every time. I mean, Facebook has kind of ruined it because you know what everybody's up to. But it's really cool to get together with everybody, and we all like each other. So we're all going in October.
Do they know Scotty the Hottie is on the way?
I'm going to bring $2 bills and half dollars.
Watch out.
That'll...
There you go. Wow. That negates the hottie right there.
You're getting a